You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. It is our weekly prediction edition. I usually give you guys 5 predictions, but one of the ones I'm doing this week, I have a whole lot to talk about. So I'm only doing 3 predictions. The big one is for Sloan and EJ. I also have ones for Chanel, Johnny and Paulina, and for Harris, Clyde, and Ava. So there's so much to unpack. I've got leaks. I've got spoilers. These are always based on official spoilers and other info that I have. I can't wait to tell you about them. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe. Let's jump right in. And just so you know, I'm going to save Sloan and EJ for last because that's the most that I have to unpack. So I'm going to start with the other ones and keep those shorter. My first prediction, I think Chanel Dupree might be told she can't have kids. So on Friday's episode, Johnny and Chanel were walking through Hortontown Square and Chanel was not feeling well. And she just wanted to go home and go to bed. They have had a whole lot of stuff going on. But by Tuesday, April 30th, Chanel is very sick and Paulina and Johnny are worried, according to spoilers. She's at the hospital getting checked out by Kayla. You can see that in the weekly promo. Check our day's playlist or scroll down on our main page to see our coverage of the promo. And then by Wednesday, May 1st, Chanel's health spirals. And in the promo, Kayla tells them it's radiation poisoning, and Paulina is horrified that she made her daughter sick. I did a lot of research about what this radiation would do to your loved ones, and not the person who gets the treatment, but people that they accidentally exposed to the radiation. Bizarrely, well, not so bizarre because Google is just not great lately. I don't like the way they give us search results. You ask for something and they answer something they think that you should be asking, not what you're actually asking. So one of the things I found is that being exposed to this radioactive iodine can affect your fertility. Johnny and Chanel are newlyweds. They are looking at starting their lives, and down the road, they're going to want children. And imagine how horrified Paulina would be if she finds out that leaving the quarantine and exposing Chanel means that her daughter cannot have children. To be fair, had she left Chanel out there, Chanel might be dead from exposure. So, you got to weigh that, you know, on the scales. But I definitely feel like Chanel's fertility in the future may be at risk. My second prediction, this is a longer running one for the summer, but I wanted to talk about it while it's fresh on my mind. I think Harris Michaels may die taking out Clyde Weston to protect Ava. So Thursday, May 2nd this week, Harris and Ava search the Bistro again, according to official spoilers. And we do know that Steve Burton was done shooting on Days of Our Lives in December. So his last scene should air in June or July. Ari Zucker wrapped shooting at around the same time, and she recently said her last air date was going to be later in July. Nothing has been confirmed yet from Burton, but the 15,000th episode photo, which they filmed that episode pretty recently, in the photo, of course, there's no Steve Burton because he's over at General Hospital, but Tamara Braun is in it. So that means that Ava Vitale is still around. And with no reason to think that Steve Burton would ever come back to Days, he's been very clear he's going to work for a couple more years on General Hospital and then go do something else with his life. I absolutely think they may kill Harris Michaels. And I do know he would definitely give his life to protect Ava Vitale. So I could totally see that happening. Plus, Clyde Weston needs to go. I think we can all agree on that. Okay, my big third prediction. This is the one I really want to talk about that I'm super, super excited about. Sloan and EJ DeMera, I feel, are going to cut a horrifying deal, a bargain, a deal with the devil. Wednesday, May 1st, Sloan and Eric are fighting about money. According to official spoilers, Thursday, May 2nd, Eric and Nicole are working together at The Spectator, and Nicole is having some mixed feelings towards her ex. That same day, Sloan tells Leo, no more money from me, and an angry Leo on Friday, May 3rd, goes and tells EJ a life-changing secret. And in the promo, and again, you can see it on our playlist or in the main channel, EJ threatens Leo, who tells him, your son is not dead. And then we have a scene of EJ confronting Sloan about stealing their baby and calling her the B word. So executive producer Ken Corday said a few months ago that Sloan would give the baby back, but in such a way that Eric and Nicole won't find out the truth right away. Okay? That is very bizarre given what we've just seen in this promo and in the spoilers. So I've been thinking ever since Ken Corday came out and said this a couple months ago, just how Sloan might get out of it. And what's changed is the new information that EJ finds out and comes to her. So that kind of rounds out the picture for me. With EJ finding out his son is alive, what he should do is snatch that baby from Sloan, run to Nicole, tell her our son's alive, and have Sloan arrested, right? That's how it should go. The thing is, what Leo doesn't know, because Leo's information is imperfect, Leo doesn't know that's not EJ's baby. Leo thinks that is Nicole and EJ's baby, and of course it's Nicole and Eric's baby. Sloan knows the truth. The shady doctor knows the truth. Melinda Trask knows the truth, right? Sloan knows, as the district attorney, EJ can send her to prison. And really, she actually doesn't want the baby. She's tired of not sleeping, not getting sex with her husband when she wants. She wants Leo off her back and out of her wallet, but she still wants Eric in her life, all right? So she knows if Eric and Nicole find out they have a baby together, she and EJ are screwed. They're getting dumped. So I think that Sloan is going to offer EJ a shocking truth bomb. I think she's going to tell him, okay, fine, this is Nicole's baby, but it's not yours. You never, never had a son. It was Eric's kid all along. Go ahead, take the baby, have me arrested. But as soon as I can, I'm going to tell Nicole that it's not your baby, that it's Eric's baby. And then you're going to lose Nicole and this kid, your life's going to blow up because nothing will keep Nicole and Eric apart once they know they have a baby. And EJ will know that's the truth, right? And we do know that there is a copy of the real paternity results in the Demara safe. Now, Sloan thinks she shredded the real results, but she shredded the fake results because EJ had written the number 12 on the envelope. He was starting to write down a number and Nicole yelled at him and he stopped. So I expect a conversation with Sloan and EJ, and maybe he goes to the safe and he opens up the envelope, sees the results, sees that it says not his kid. Maybe then he goes back to her. I think these two are going to cook up a plan where Nicole and EJ get the baby and Eric is left out in the cold. They can use that same shady doctor from before to say there was a mix-up in the hospital and we just figured it out. The dead baby was the one that the adoptive mother gave birth to. It got mixed up with Nicole and EJ's live baby. So then Sloan can be all teary, act like she's devastated that they have to give back the baby. Of course, Eric will be devastated, but then Sloan can comfort him. She can talk to him about, oh, you know, we can adopt another baby, blah, blah. EJ can plan to raise Eric's kid as his own with Nicole, with Eric none the wiser. And yes, EJ is selfish enough to do this, and so is Sloan. That's what I think is going to happen, people, because Sloan has no reason not to tell him the absolute truth. Like, she may keep Leo out of it. I don't know. She may not. Probably not. She doesn't care about him. She may try and shield Melinda. Maybe. I don't know. But the bottom line is, once EJ finds out the truth isn't good for him. And we all know what a dirty, sneaky rat bastard that EJ Demara is. And I feel like he and Sloan are going to cut just this nasty, nasty deal to keep this horrendous thing from Nicole and Eric. But EJ doesn't care about Eric and he just wants to keep Nicole in his life. We'll see how it goes. Those are all my predictions. Thank you so much for tuning in. Click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on how you think this Sloan and EJ mess is going to go and come back soon. We're here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.